Perakei Mishnah Dalit. This Mishnah discusses objects that are forbidden to be worn on Shabbos because they are likely that they will fall off, or perhaps they look like they are being displayed for sale, or they are not used to protect the animal. Mishnah begins, Ein chamor yotzei b'mar da'as b'zman she'na k'shira lo. A donkey may not go out with a saddle cloth when it is not tied to him. The function of the saddle cloth is to provide warmth for the animal. And the reason why we are concerned should this saddle cloth, this cushion, which is placed on the back to warm its body, the reason why we are concerned that if it's not fastened to the donkey before Shabbos, we are worried that perhaps if it were to fall, the owner of the donkey will come and lift it and carry it four cubits in Rishus HaRabim and transgress in Issur D'oraisa, a biblical prohibition. A similar concern to what we mentioned a few Mishnayos earlier. Also, it is forbidden for a chamor, for a donkey, to go out lo vazug, not with a bell attached to it, af al pi shehu fakuk. It is forbidden for this donkey to go out when there is a bell affixed to, let's say, its collar, because we are concerned, of course, that by making a noise, it will seem, explains the Bartimura, by making a noise, it in fact appears as if it is going to be sold in the market. Therefore, regardless if the bell is being stuffed up in order to prevent the noise from being made, either way, it is forbidden to affix a bell to a donkey when it walks outside in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Also, v'lo v'sulam shebet tzavaro. One would be forbidden to place a ladder on the neck of a donkey, also when it goes out. What is the reason? What are we concerned? The function of placing a ladder by the neck of the donkey is almost like placing a brace on a donkey when it is injured. And by placing this brace on a donkey, it prevents the donkey from moving its head from side to side and would allow its neck to be healed in the event of an injury. Again, something which is considered not normal, not regular to be attached to the donkey. Also, and also a person would not be allowed to have their donkey go out Mishus HaRabim with the strap on its leg. What is the function of the strap? According to the Bartimura, the function of the strap is similar to the function of this ladder. It's some type of medicinal purpose that it is serving the legs of the donkey. Perhaps almost like a brace if it was a broken or an injured ankle, or we are concerned we don't want the legs of the donkey to rub against each other, which also might injure the donkey as well. Either these straps are to prevent injury, or they are to help heal an injured donkey. Once again, a reminder that these items are notorious to fall off, and we are concerned that people will come to carry them in a public domain and transgress in Issur D'oraisa. Mishnah continues to discuss chickens and what is deemed inappropriate to affix to them. Vein hatar negolim yotzin bechutin v'vetsuos shebraglehem. Chickens may not go out with cords nor with straps on their legs. What is the function of these cords? Why would someone want to affix a cord to a chicken? The Bartimura says they are often placed as a sign or an order so that people do not get confused which chicken belongs to whom. Identification. And these ritsuos, these straps that are placed on the legs of the chickens, they, according to Bartimura, serve as a function in order so that the chickens do not knock over and break various vessels. Now the Mishnah moves on to rams. Then a zecharim yotzin ba'agala. rams may not go out with a small wagon. Shetachas ha'alya shalahem. That's under their fat tail. How would someone fix a small wagon under their tail? Once again, the commentaries say, this serves in order so that they would not be scratched by rocks on the road. Mishnah continues, Ve'en har chelim yotz'os chanunos. Female sheep may not go out with these wood chips that are placed in their nose. These wood chips were from a tree, the chanuna tree, and they would serve as a means, believe it or not, for the sheep to sneeze. And by sneezing, explain the commentaries, they would remove the tola'im shibarosha, or some type of worms that would be make their way into their heads. And by sneezing, these worms would, in fact, be forcibly removed from the sheep. What about the male? How come we do not place these wood chips by the male, by the ram? Commentators explain the rams do not need to do this because they actually butt their heads. They fight, they attack each other, and by butting heads with one another, that is how they forcibly remove the tola'im, the worms, from their head. Then ha'egal yotze v'gimon, a calf may not go out with a small yoke, which is often placed on a calf in order to help it plow better. L'para ba'or ha'kupad, the cow may not go out with a hedgehog skin. This has sharp bristles, which actually protect the nipples of the cow, the teats of the cow. Notice that reptiles will not milk the cow when the cow slept. Others actually comment that it is placed there around the cow's legs and around the knees in order so that leeches will not suck from it when it stood in the water. And again, the reason for these prohibitions, the reason for why we say an animal should not go out with these on Shabbos, either is because it is considered a load, and based on the Rambam, or perhaps in the Iri comments, that we are concerned it will fall off and will lead to someone carrying in a public domain on Shabbos. Lovertsua Shabin Karneha, a cow can also go out with, cannot go out with a strap between her horns. Either the strap its functions for an ornament, or perhaps it is used as a means of control. An excessive means of control is considered to be a load, again prohibited by the Chacham. Finally, our Mishnah concludes, Haraso Shirabi Lazar ben Azariah Haisa Yotza Veritsua Shabin Karniha Shalo Veritson Chachamim. The cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to go out with a strap between the horns without the consent and approval of the sages. The Gemara explains, it is impossible that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were to do something to be forbidden by the Chachamim, and clarifies and tells us that really what the end part of this Mishnah is coming to teach us, that it was not the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but rather it was the neighbor's cow. And since he did not protest his neighbor's cow going out in this manner, which was against the consent of the Chachamim, it is recorded in our Mishnah as if this cow belonged to him, because he bears some of the culpability, some of the responsibility, the fact that his neighbor did not act in accordance with the will of the sages. It definitely contains in it a moral lesson for our time. Perek Vav, Mishnah, Aleph. Before we're discussing what animal is not allowed to go in the public domain with, now this perek opens up dealing with humans and what is considered inappropriate for them to go out into the public domain. Just a reminder, what exactly is the concern? Whether that a person cannot carry in a Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, more than 4 amos, or one cannot carry from a private to a public domain, or from a public to a private domain, Rishus HaYachid to a Rabim, or Rabim to a Yachid. A person is allowed to go out with clothing or even ornaments, because really the ornaments have the same status as his clothing. However, something which is not a garment and does not serve as clothing is considered a masas, considered a load, and that isn't prohibited to go out, midrabanan, rabbinically forbidden to go out, donning such an item. What is our concern? We're worried that it will fall off, and a person who's wearing it might come to carry it since it's fallen off. Or perhaps it is such a beautiful item, one might take it off to show to a friend, which also might lead to carrying it in this Rishus HaRabim in a prohibited manner. The Mishnah will list the various items that a woman might wear in her clothing or in her hair, what would be considered appropriate, what considered normal, what considered something which is superfluous and should really be left at home. Previous Mishnayos in the previous Perek dealt with an animal going out, and now we're going to be dealing with a woman who goes out in the public domain. The commentaries teach us that usually, since an animal goes out earlier in the morning before women, the Mishnayos therefore detailed for us the laws pertaining to the animals, and then is detailing for us the laws pertaining to women who go out later on during Shabbos. Let's begin Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Zayin. With what may a woman go out, and with what may a woman not go out? Lo say isha, a woman may not go out, lo v'chutei tzemer, v'lo v'chutei fishtan, not with woolen threads, nor with linen threads, v'lo b'tzuos shibarosha, nor with the straps that are on her head, v'lo sisbo behen ad shetrapim, and she may not immerse herself in a mikvah with these items, unless she first loosens them. What is the reason why this Mishnah in Shabbos is choosing with the laws of a mikvah? That a woman, when she enters a mikvah, must, in fact, these items be loosened, because if they would be too tight, the water would not be able to penetrate into her hair, and that's considered a chatzitza, that's considered a barrier to the waters of the mikvah. If a person has a chatzitza, barrier to the waters of the mikvah, person does not become ritually pure. So therefore, the commentaries explain, the Mishnah is telling us, since a woman, if she needs to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, is wearing these items, she might come to loosen them in order for her to have a proper tefillah, to have a proper kosher immersion in the mikvah. And if she's accustomed to loosen these items, it's a problem to go out in a public domain. At least she loosens these items and they fall off, and she'll end up carrying them. Other items that she's not allowed to walk in the public domain with, v'lo v'ato tefes, v'lo v'san butin, v'zman she'ena tefuri. She may not go out with a frontlet, nor with side head ribbons or bangles when they're not sewn to her hat. Again, because if they are loose, they might fall off. If they're sewn, obviously we are not concerned, and they're considered part of her hat. Why is it that they're sewn to her head? We're not worried that they might take them off. You know, perhaps to show their friends if they're lovely and made out of a beautiful material. The reason is a woman would not take off her hat to show her friends, because a woman would not take off her hat, revealing her hair publicly for everyone to see. And therefore, we're not concerned if these beautiful ornaments would be affixed to her hat. We're not worried they'll be removed to show her friends. V'lova kavul l'shus harabim. And also not with a forehead pad cap, also into a public. This type of woolen cap, which is placed under the frontlet, again, often would press on her forehead, and therefore sometimes she just wear the cap without this frontlet. So perhaps we were worried that she might take it off again in a public domain. What else can't the woman go out with? Continues our Mishnah. Lovir shel zahav, not with the crown of the golden city, which is a gold crown with the city of Yerushalayim is engraved. Nor can she go out the katla, the necklace, or lo nizamim, with nose rings, or with tabas, she'ain aleha chusam, nor with a ring that doesn't have a signet on it. The signet was used for sealing letters and other documents, and since it is forbidden to go out with the ring, even without this type of chusam, without the seal, Lova machat she'ena nekuva, nor with a needle without an eye, which is considered to be a piece of jewelry. To go with any of these items is considered an Issur de Rabbanan, for the reasons that were stated above. What happens in the event that she does go out? Vimyatzas, Eina Chayaves Chatas. If she were to go out with these items that we just listed, she would not be obligated to bring a sin offering. A sin offering is brought when a person violates an Issur d'oraisa, a biblical prohibition. And since going out with the items that we listed only transgresses a rabbinic prohibition, Issur d'rabbanan, should not be obligated to bring a korban chatas. We'll return to this idea in the next couple of Mishnayot.